3. That's CSL Plasma. It's good for you, great for life.
And now, I shouldn't have brought that up right before we went on the air. It's Mike Schultz, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Your entertainment editor for the River City's Reader and the movie critic in residence. He also takes care of the calendar, so you know exactly what is going on here in the Quad Cities. You don't have any excuses to go, oh, there's nothing going on. Go to rcreader.com. Mike works tirelessly day and night to make sure that you know exactly what's going on if you're looking for something
owl.
To do.
So true.
Don't kid yourself. Yeah. And he's here on, is this your day off?
This is, no, I work Fridays. But,
you do work
Fridays. But my work is coming here and going to the movies. So that's an okay day. That's all right.
It's not a bad gig.
No, that's
if you
that's
can
fine.
Get it.
Yeah.
He's here to talk about the movies, and I'm trying to remember what in the world we sent you off to see last
time.
Harry Potter. The very last one.
Yes.
And?
It's fantastic.
Really?
I loved it.
And you didn't love any
you
of them.
You don't usually go gaga for the Harry Potter. Yeah.
No, we were talking
one
last week.
One out of seven.
I think Azkaban is the only one. That one I actually really, really like. But I'm not sure if I love that one. I love this one.
You did.
Love it. From the first couple of seconds. It's, for somebody like me who just didn't really care that much.
But knew what was going
sudden,
on.
But it kind of, could follow. Because this is the plot's super easy. It's like we got to find these four things that hold evil and destroy them. And otherwise evil will, live
so you
forever.
Could you could enjoy this without seeing any of them?
I didn't know. Probably not. But I mean, is that anybody?
Could be me.
It could be you.
Think about it, though.
That's
you've
true.
Spent, there's what, seven movies? Eight movies.
Eight movies over 10 years.
And these movies are like 2 hours apiece. So you've spent 15, 16 hours in the dark with these
Absolutely.
Kids.
Absolutely. And there's a shot in the movie that goes back to the first one, to Sorcerer's Stone. And really, you just look at those little kids and you're like, oh my God. That's a lot has happened over 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In my life, in yours, and blah blah. It's a much more moving experience than I thought. The effects are crazy good.
Yeah.
The cast is nuts. Ralph Fiennes. Wow. Awesome. Alan Rickman. Great.
Ralph Fiennes is going to be in the new Bond movie.
I read that. Yeah, that's right. Wasn't there somebody else too? It's Craig. It's
Javier
Fiennes.
Bardem.
Thank
is
you.
The,
that's
the
it.
Villain.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
it. Well, that's enough.
Not bad.
Bring it on. I'm fine.
So you
love
the Harry Potter?
Loved it. Could not have loved it more. This is great.
So this is good enough. This is going to get. Is this going to get Oscar buzz then?
It'll get buzz. I think it's. I think they still kind of think of them as kids movies, and they are at the end of the day kids movies. They're just really beautifully produced.
Is
kids
it the kind
movies,
of thing though? I mean, remember. What's the last Lord of the Rings movie? The Return of the King.
Yeah.
That won Best Picture. And in a way, that kind of won Best Picture to reward the
series.
Well,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's why I say that, because are they going to get a pat on the back because of all of them? And this is
quite
a good way to go
I
out.
I think it's possible. Yeah. I think it's definitely possible, but I'm not putting my...
What's your favorite of the three Lord of the Rings movies?
You know, oddly enough, I think it's the second one.
It is the second one, right?
Yeah,
on top.
I think so.
Yeah, the Two Towers, fantastic.
Gollum works for me in that.
Yes,
like
the second
crazy.
One's awesome.
It is.
The second
it's
one
my
is,
favorite.
The second one is always the best in a trilogy.
Isn't
always,
that true?
Always, always.
That's so true. Yeah. Why is that? Considering
the second act is where all the crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have 10 endings,
and
unlike the third Lord of the Rings.
There's
right.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I loved it. But yes, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Hot damn.
You
good.
Loved
so good.
It. And
good.
You're not crazy for the Harry Potter.
Nope.
So people that are crazy for the Harry Potter are even going to go even more
yeah,
nuts
absolutely.
So for it.
I was a bit of a bawling wreck by the end of that thing. Seriously, it was embarrassing. It was like, come on.
Like Toy Story 3 tears?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It was just, it really worked.
Somehow you cared and you didn't know it.
Yeah, exactly. If that's how I felt at the last Star Trek, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've never been a huge Star Trek fan either. I think it's fun. But,
sure.
But, seriously, when Spock showed up in that damn thing, I was like, it's Spock. it was like, come on, Schultz, get it together.
Schultz, are you going through male menopause?
Absolutely.
Well,
what is
wrong
with
you? But the interesting thing about that is, do you really care, or is it just that...
Is the movie manipulating you well enough to make you think you care?
Right, something like
I'm
that.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not sure it matters.
I know. I guess it doesn't matter.
But yeah, it's certainly it's the movie's working its its magic on you or whatever the hell. But you put the music together.
You don't,
with the images,
you don't necessarily care, but you've got human emotions and it works.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not made of stone, Darren.
Let's go ahead and talk about the movies that are opening
you
this weekend.
Oh, real fast, just so you know, I also saw Winnie the Pooh,
and you raved about it.
Yeah. Did I send
you?
You
sent
a note?
Me a text message saying, "Take the kid."
Yeah. Take the kid.
That's good.
It's a blast. It's so funny. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I laughed out loud a lot. Yeah, it was good.
We've got Friends with Benefits.
It's not melancholy?
Opening up today.
It's not at all.
At all.
Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. By the way, Mila Kunis, you need to knock it off.
Yeah, she's kind of got to stop it.
God, what are you doing? You're in trouble. you're in a... you're in a fast way for a good time, and you know, you don't care who gives it to you. Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake, close friends who learn that getting physical always leads to complications. I do have a clip here from Friends with Benefits in Quad City Theaters today.
You swear you don't want anything more from me other than sex?
You swear you don't want anything more from me?
No relationship. No emotions. Just sex.
Whatever happens, we stay friends.
Swear.
Swear.
Swear. Let's go to the bedroom.
What's wrong with the couch? It's less emotional.
The bedroom has better light. And since we're just friends, I don't have to be insecure about my body.
Come on, you're beautiful. You have nothing to be insecure.
That sounds emotionally supportive. Lock that down.
Your ass is a little bony.
Much better.
Well, I'm excited, I gotta say.
We got that, and we've got Captain America opening today as well.
That we do.
So there it is. Those are the movies.
Yeah. Mike, no clip from Captain America?
I've got some of the trailer, if that does anything for you.
I don't know.
And Captain America, he's... this is from World War II.
I'm excited about seeing this. Yeah, that's how Captain America got to start, was to fight the Nazis, the Red Skull and whatnot. Yes.
What I'm dying to figure out, I get, and maybe they'll tell us, is that because this guy's set, it's set in the 40s, but we've got this big Avengers movie, of course, coming next year.
Right.
Well, okay, well, he's in the 40s. Everybody else is in 2011.
Are you kidding me? You don't know this?
I actually don't. That's why I'm curious.
Steve Rogers goes into a state of suspended animation after
the
war.
Didn't know this. Yes. Okay. All right. Cool.
Seriously?
I probably knew that when I was 10, maybe.
He's a superhero. Why can't he be ageless and okay, so I'm still around for 2011?
He's still a human being. No. After the war, he's put in a... After Bucky defeats the Red Skull, he's put into a state of suspended animation.
Oh, gotcha. So they defeat the Red Skull. Now you've ruined it.
Here's a little bit from the Captain America trailer.
Hydra is the Nazi deep science division, led by Johann Schmidt.
He thinks he's a god, and he's willing to blow up half the world to prove it.
You're not even close to this technology.
I asked for an army, and all I got was you.
Congratulations. You just got promoted.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones looks badass in this. I can't wait to see it.
You know, I always liked Batman. I always liked Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought Captain America, cool suit.
He does have the best outfit.
Cool suit.
Yeah.
And the shield's cool.
And a cool shield.
Shield's cool.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who oppose his mighty shield must yield. You guys remember that song from the cartoon?
I actually do remember that.
Here I come to save the day.
It's a different superhero. He's Mike Schultz. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you from Rave Motion Picture Cinemas if you want to go see Captain America be the 9th caller right now at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Mike, we won't see you next week.
Nope.
So we'll have to read your reviews online at rcreader.com.
Please do
Or follow the Twitter feed there.
Enjoy your week off.
He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren. Let's give away these Captain America tickets, and we'll come back with the author of Go the F to